We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eddie, help me out with the word quantifiably.
Meaning it's measurable.
So whatever standards of measure there are, you can use those.
You can prove it.
And then you can tangibly prove, well, this is boom, A versus B, A versus B, like that, right?
Correct.
Well, that's a lie. Now, ours is quantifiably better than everyone's. That I can tangibly prove to you.
Somehow I knew it was going to come back to us. I mean, why are we inserting ourselves into that conversation?
That's what you meant.
Jesus God. I was trying to figure out the word quantifiable.
I'm the best there is.
Wait a minute. Time out now.
Quantifiable.
Everybody, let's just calm down. Let's take a step back and a big deep breath. Just baby.
I was terrific from day one.
You are fantastic, and I miss you. Jerry Recco is here, though. He's quantifiably. Well, that's.
Leave it there.
Got nothing there.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, we're brought to you by HomeServe. Relief for your AC emergencies. Visit homeserveny.com. The good stuff is the McGregor Mayweather stuff.
Oh, no, yes.
Just do the All Star game first, just because that was last night, and it ended in the 10th inning.
Hard hit into right.
And that was Joe Buck on Fox.
I will say, one part of the game I actually liked, and is really the only part.
Yeah.
I liked when they had Bryce Harper mic'd up, and this just shows you how baseball can be so boring. And, you know, baseball's on the center stage, right?
Yeah.
And he goes to Buck, so what do you think about football this year?
Yeah, what do you think about Dak Prescott and the Cowboys?
How great is that, man?
How do you think Dak's going to be this year?
I think it'll be good. I have not met a more impressive young player.
And then it would continue. But
I mean, it's great. Like, here, he's in the game.
Yeah. I know that you and the governor
and he's worried about Dak Prescott,
you?
Right?
Well, why wouldn't you love that?
You Cowboy fans
haven't
love
met
that.
A more impressive young man. That's
and
great.
I'll tell you something else that I found
that was
interesting.
Fox.
So this guy, Max Scherzer, who's by all accounts a good dude. He's the guy that was having the catch with young fans last year.
Yep.
So they showed a slow motion replay. I think it may have been of the slider that got Aaron Judge out when he struck Judge out in the first. I think that's the one they showed. In any event, when you see in slow motion...
Are you going to go with the snap, right, of the elbow?
His arm and elbow? I don't need to have anything else shown to me. That's why guys have Tommy John surgery.
I agree with you.
I don't know if the guys have it on CBS Sports Network, but if you can find it on CBS Sports Network, it'd be great to have it and show the audience on CBS Sports Network.
I don't understand how the elbow doesn't...
You want to show them the talk.
I want to... Did you see it?
I saw it. I know
did
exactly.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did, but we've been talking about this for years.
But when they...
Craig's right, though. He's right. When you see it slowed down, I don't understand how the bones don't break.
But they have done that many times before in the past. And this is one of the reasons why Steven Matz is trying to get away from that pitch in particular, because his elbow can't handle it.
There's CBS Network. Do they have it or no?
They are efforting the clip right now.
They'll get it.
Wait, they will.
When you see, or go Google it or do it on your phone, they have a quick... I don't know how guys don't hurt their elbows.
You know what you should do? You should watch when a football player lowers his helmet and hits another guy in the chest and he takes him to the ground. You should see that in slow motion.
Yeah, I like
how the neck
too.
Doesn't break.
Right, exactly.
Honestly.
You ever see that slow motion video of the fat guy getting a cannonball shot into his stomach? That's
cool. Love it with the belly. Whoa. Wait till you see me and Boomer running in slow motion on the beach, recreating Rocky III.
Man boobs bouncing.
Well, it's even worse than that, Jared.
It's worse than that?
Yeah, because we wore, we're both extra larges. We wore smalls.
Oh my God.
For tank tops and the short shorts.
The short
you
shorts.
You didn't have the small little yellow shorts.
The same exact things that they were wearing in that movie we were wearing.
And then we did the high five.
How pale were your upper thighs?
It was really uncomfortable.
They did close-ups of our thighs as we were running, too.
I have such a newfound respect for the actors that go into the actor garage and they talk about becoming an actor.
They were like, listen, we want you guys to show... Like, you're straining to run.
Well, that's not acting.
That's called natural.
was ridiculous, actually.
I'm sure it was.
They're supposed to send me this. Hey, will you tell a fail? I mean, if you run the network, it shouldn't take you 3 days to get me a video. Right?
Now he's screaming about this. I mean, you're always screaming about something. You
he
are
goes,
like
I'm on
the
it.
Proverbial pain in the ass performer for a particular network or radio show
right.
or whatever.
And I'm sure it's on his list.
You are a pain in the ass.
When the guy was here 2 weeks ago and said, oh, I have them. I can send it to you today. He didn't.
Probably wasn't then, allowed to send them.
Then Fail said, I'm on it. Dunn's got it. Her office has it. So let's just get it.
Dunn's office does not have it. And stop calling her Dunn. Just call
Dunn's
her.
Dunn's office.
I mean, oh, you're such a...
Well, I forgot her first name.
You know what? I'm just
Kelly, of course, is a wonderful woman.
What's wrong with you?
In the moment
you don't
brain
understand, Jerry, what happens.
The collateral damage?
People. Yes, the collateral damage that I have to deal with. Like, I'll go up on a Sunday, and then Kelly will come up to me and go...
She's wonderful.
Yes, she is.
I'm very good at what she does.
She's on lockdown over there.
So maybe they can just send me the video then.
It always comes back to you and what you need.
You are something special. You really are.
Thank you for that.
Okay. Anyway, so 2-1, the final in 10 innings last night. I'll play this for you, too, and then we'll do the Mayweather-McGregor stuff. A-Rod interviewed Aaron Judge. This was for the pregame. They met last week, and so I figured you would love this, Greg. This was one of the first questions A-Rod asked Judge. There's music underneath his pre-produced piece.
So StatCast has a stat called exit velocity. You have the 5 hardest hit balls this year. I know I sit at home and go, wow. Do you ever do the same thing?
You know, I'm just trying to take it one day at a time.
A-Rod going, wow.
Wow.
This exit velo has actually become a pretty big stat for these guys.
He put up there yesterday. He's got the 4 hardest hit balls of the year and 5 out of the top 10. Meanwhile, A-Rod's on the field in a suit.
Yes.
Talking to every single player in the infield.
Looking good, by the way.
Looking fantastic.
Yeah, looking good.
That was very strange.
You know what? The extra access that they had was kind of neat.
I would have liked to have seen A-Rod with spikes on. That would have really. No, in the suit with spikes, yeah.
That'd be fresh.
Anyway, all right, let's get to the McGregor-Mayweather stuff. This was at Staples Center yesterday. There's a couple of different parts to this. First, McGregor spoke to the stadium crowd, and they're going to do this at Barclays Center tomorrow, which should be awesome. Here was McGregor, pretty confident in himself. Mayweather's going to lose.
He is There's no other way about it. His little legs, his little core, his little head.
He says the knockout's coming.
As far as the fight, he will be unconscious inside 4 rounds. The movement, the power, the ferociousness, he's not experienced this.
So then it would get to, and you watching on TV, you can see what Mayweather's wearing. McGregor had some issues with that.
He's in a tracksuit. He can't even afford a suit anymore.
And then he says, check out my outfit.
How's this suit look? It's a cracker. An August McGregor line. I've got my own line of suits coming out. If you zoom in on the pinstripe, it says, F*** you.
This guy's out
He's great.
Mind.
You show him, he gets it.
He really is entertaining.
And he's a fan favorite. So you also have, Irish Americans love this guy.
Sure.
And now you set up a black-white issue. And it's going to be, wait till Thursday in Brooklyn. It's going to be great. Al, you should have them coming in here Thursday. I know we're away Thursday, right?
We're at the Mohegan Sun.
Thursday. Yeah. That's a bad time to
That's tomorrow,
there.
Right?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
And I don't think they're going to be in town Friday.
They're in London.
Right.
There goes that. And we're off on Friday anyway. Perfect. We'll get them in here this morning then. Damn it. This golf tournament's really wearing its ugly head and things I want to get done in this year.
Well, call up Steven Espinosa. He was right in the middle of it yesterday.
Well, he was.
He's a friend of the show.
Yeah. I had him on once.
Okay. There's got to be another time they'll be in New York.
I want to talk to McGregor and Mayweather.
I know.
I want to talk to Steven Espinosa.
No. I'm saying there's got to be. You have a month and a half. About a month and a half. The 26th.
They will be done.
You don't think there's any chance they'd be in New York prior
to
that again?
They'll go through this little, I think it's like 3 or 4 cities, whatever it is, promoting it officially, and then it will be, although they may do like a 24/7 type of thing with both guys, it'll be their training.
Yeah, plus we don't have enough of a delay for McGregor anyway. So.
Also
that's
true.
By the way, that's true, because he has F-bombs.
We'll probably get Dana in or on prior to, but not the fighters. Not after this week. No
so way. I will say, after yesterday's press conference, what do you think? What do you think is the impact now that this will have on people buying this?
I think more people will buy it. I think they've upped a racial aspect to it. And I think,
but he didn't do that on purpose.
I don't think he did either. By the way,
are you talking about the dancing?
What did he say? He said, "Dance for me, boy." Wait, so and he said, "Dance, man."
What happened was
he was shadow boxing in front of him.
Right, he's shadow boxing, and then he starts dancing after he does all this stuff. And then here was McGregor basically referencing it.
I haven't knocked nobody out in about 20 years.
This is when he starts dancing. Now he's right here, right in front of him.
Dance for me, boy. Dance with me, son. Dance with me.
Dance with me, and then son. That was it. And then he turned around, went back to the podium.
But it's being reacted to by some reporters as, how dare he say that? I can't believe he said that.
Oh, please.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
Jesus.
But that rhetoric will now be played up. So, yeah, I think people will buy it.
All right. So, you know, that rhetoric will be played up, and it will be played up for effect.
Yes.
So it'll just add to the already intense kind of, you know, environment around it. No question.
Right.
I would think so. And then you got to wonder who, you know, like all of Mayweather's guys and all that other stuff, what are they saying to him, and what are people tweeting at Mayweather to make it even more intense?
More people will be rooting for McGregor than Mayweather.
Because he's the underdog?
Well, A's the underdog. B, you have the domestic violence stuff in Mayweather's past.
I forgot about that.
C, no one likes guys flaunting money, and then you add the tax issue to it.
Well, and here, yeah, I'll play this one for you. This is where he calls over for his backpack and rips out a $100 million check.
Still got $100 million, and then he never touched this. That's to the tax man. You're right. I'm the IRS, and I'm going to tax your ass.
Oh, your ass.
It was great. It'll be great in Brooklyn on Thursday, I imagine, too.
I would certainly think so. And I think tickets are free, I'm pretty sure. So if you want, I think so. I'm pretty sure.
Well, how do you get the tickets then?
I think you have to just go to Ticketmaster or the Barclays website. I'm pretty sure.
No way.
I think they are.
Why do it there if you're not going to charge people $10?
Because you're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars based off of this, right?
The Barclays got it?
No, but I guess the fight promo. I don't know how the whole thing works.
How many people were at that press conference yesterday? It sounded like there were a couple thousand.
I didn't see a number, but they had it. They had it set like a concert where they were in one end, and then you had people sitting to the side.
Where was this yesterday?
Staples Center.
Staples Center.
LA, yeah. It was very interesting.
It's everything, you know, fighting needs. And both guys will deliver it 100%.
I'll give you one other, and then I'll get out of here. You also had, after these guys were at the podium in the arena itself, they went to their own press conference rooms. So McGregor's talking to the media, and Floyd Mayweather's dad starts chiming in. And he starts yelling back at him, telling him this is going to be new to Floyd.
This isn't an actual fight, so this is a boxing match. So I still wouldn't count this. He's never even had a fight.
So you're taking that aspect to, it's kind of half a fight, it's box, you're not on the ground, you're not wrestling. And then Mayweather Sr. says, you've lost before, but Connor says there's a difference to it.
Submission. Something you know nothing about. You don't know nothing about this game. I bounce shin bone off opponents' heads. That's the game I come from.
So those two went back and forth. It really was very interesting.
And Mayweather said, listen, you like to tap out. You called him a bitch and all that stuff.
He did do that,
It's good. I mean, nothing else going on, so they've captured the right time of the year, for sure.
This was the perfect time for this.
Whoever decided that this was the day to do it.
Smart.
I would have. Absolutely smart, because all across the landscape of American sports talk radio this morning, they're talking about it.
I personally would have preferred it today, because we got nothing today for tomorrow. Because you did have the All-Star game last night. But anyway, so you had that.
The Knicks will sign somebody. Maybe they'll trade Melo. You never know.
Yeah, they could do that. And Ron Baker did get the 2-year deal. So
Ron Baker getting $9 million. Good for him, but it's a joke.
Yeah.
Listen,
it's not a joke. It's a guy that nobody expected.
$9 million for a guy who had 4 points a game. Come on. If you don't think basketball is out of whack salary-wise, and again,
it doesn't matter.
No disrespect to Ron Baker. Ron Baker getting $9 million guaranteed is a joke.
That's part of the 51% that goes to the players.
It's a joke.
Well, you want more money to go to LeBron or somebody else?
No,
I guess, why not?
I don't know how you pay a guy that doesn't do anything $9 million. Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor's series of press conferences for the August 26th bout in Vegas comes to New York tomorrow, as you now know, at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The press conference is open to the public, complimentary, meaning free tickets. I went to Ticketmaster. I believe they're all gone now, but you can go Where else can you go? You can try it again throughout the day, I suppose. But Ticketmaster.com has whatever limited tickets there might be available. Outside of that, what can I tell you? Doors for the press conference open at 5:30. There's a pre-show at 6, and then a live show and press conference at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Barclays Center.
That's going to be interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.